Anna Paulina Luna, Jeffrey Epstein may have been an intelligence asset working for our adversaries. By Olivia Rondo on September 3, 2025. Billionaire sex predator Jeffrey Epstein worked with more than one foreign government and may have been an intelligence asset for America's adversaries, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, RFL, said after survivors testified before the House Oversight Committee on Tuesday. Per the victims, we need to follow the money trail. This was a well-orchestrated operation with many tentacles to include shell corporations, etc., Luna wrote in a Tuesday night post on X before sharing key details. Foreign governments, as in more than one, were named to be working with Epstein, she said, before claiming that one victim had her newborn daughter threatened for coming forward. Luna added, Epstein's network was described as an international trafficking network to all members of Congress who were present, both Democrat and Republican, and also involved trafficking women from Slavic nations as well. Immigration fraud, etc. Many of those women have stayed silent due to fear of retribution. Speaking to reporters directly after the meeting ended, Luna said, there are some very rich and powerful people that need to go to jail. I think everyone's been frustrated as to why that hasn't happened before, she continued, before dropping a bombshell. But it is very much so a possibility that Jeffrey Epstein was an intelligence asset working for our adversaries. But also, I think the question that we have is how much did our own government know about it? Over 33,000 pages and hours of video footage related to the Epstein case were released by the Oversight Committee Tuesday as a result of a subpoena to the Department of Justice, DOJ, but lawmakers said the vast majority of them were already public. Several of the women victimized by Epstein joined Reps. Thomas Massey, RKY, and Ro Khanna, DCA, for a joint press conference on Wednesday morning, calling for more transparency. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, also stood with the victims at the press conference, telling reporters that she urged Trump earlier that morning to meet with the women in the Oval Office. Greene also threatened to name names of those allegedly connected to the sexual abuse, saying, I'll walk across that floor and say every damn name. Massey and Khanna are attempting to force a vote on their bill to make the DOJ release more Epstein-related information, NBC News reported. The congressmen began collecting signatures for their discharge petition on Tuesday, with Khanna telling the outlet that all 212 House Democrats and at least 6 Republicans will sign to meet the 218 signature threshold. Massey has criticized House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, for allegedly covering up a sex trafficking ring. There are things that the White House doesn't want out there that my legislation would cause to be released, Massey said, according to NBC. I would describe virtually everything Thomas Massey says related to this issue as meaningless, Johnson told reporters earlier on Tuesday. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, claimed the Oversight Committee is way ahead of Massey and Khanna's move to release more files. We're going to go beyond it. We're already getting the documents from the administration, Comer said. I don't think the discharge petition is necessary at all. While Luna noted in her ex post that Rep. Comer is running point on this and I am fully backing these efforts, she told reporters after the victim's testimony that she would be happy to sign a discharge petition. Trump brushed off the press conference while speaking to reporters in the Oval Office while he met with Polish President Karol Nawrocki. They're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success we've had as a nation since I've been president, he said, according to the Washington Post. I know that no matter what you do, it's going to keep going, he later added. Really, I think it's enough. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.